Welcome to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast for women of faith in business looking to take their careers or businesses to the next level without compromising their faith. If you're ready to begin taking action on your entrepreneurship goals, learn tips, tools, and strategies to execute consistently and manifest the life of your dreams, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Halima de Oliveira, business strategist, three-time author, using the fusion of faith and finances to lead female-led e-commerce brands to six and seven-figure revenue targets annually. Ready? Let's work. Tune into today's episode, Already in Progress. Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast. This is season five. I am so excited to be welcoming season five. I cannot believe that the podcast has been around, for this long, and, just something that just started out as an idea, bringing women together, even if it was, via your headphones audio. And now we are starting off season five, coming live on video. So I announced that yesterday on my Instagram page that, we would be going live with our guest, and there would be a visual. And what was important for me, of course, that is where the technology is going now, and we're following that wave. But also because with audio it's great, but it's another thing to be able to see a woman and to see her facial expressions when she's making a particular point that is helpful, as fellow entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, whatever you want to call yourself. Right? And being able to see her facial expressions, also being able to see the visual. You have to be able to see it to be it. And, seeing a woman of color, seeing a woman that, maybe comes from the same walk of life as you, or maybe she's in the same industry as you, is extremely, extremely important. So I'm so excited for this new season for that reason. So excited for the content that we are going to deliver. And I strongly believe that this will be the best season yet. And, looking for, the weekly, podcast, being available to you every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. We are, I'm working diligently, and as well as the guest, working diligently to be able to bring you that, and to make sure that, we're following the strict schedule of Wednesdays at 10 a.m. So make sure that you set your notifications, make sure that you're following the podcast. So make sure that, if this is the first time that you're listening into the podcast, that you go ahead and you subscribe make sure that you don't miss a single notification of when a new podcast episode airs. All right. So every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. So I have received a lot of feedback from you as the listener on what you would like to hear from us in 2022. And so many of you said that you wanted more practical business tips that are specific to your industry. So I've brought together women from all different industries. As you guys know, I'm in the coaching space. I deal with faith, but many of my clients come from different industries. And so a lot of the guests, they may not necessarily be clients, but I like for the guests that are on the podcast to mirror, who is listening to the podcast, and even mirror my clients, right? And so we'll have that, more guests, as I said, from different industries, and, inshallah, committed to growing the podcast platform and the community, and delivering more information and resources from and for female and Muslim entrepreneurs that I feel strongly, strongly, strongly about. I felt strongly about that when I started this podcast 5 years ago, and I feel even more strongly about it going into this new year, ending out 2021 and going into this new year of 2022. I feel strongly, strongly, strongly about the fact that we need, more spaces and platforms and information for female entrepreneurs and also for entrepreneurs of faith. We have, just more entrepreneurs just going into business. And so I really want them to have a space that they can go to be able to get information that not only applies to their business, but also applies to their faith. And for me, faith and foremost, and then we go into the entrepreneurship and the financial side of, things. So It's December, and we have a couple of more weeks left until the end of 2021. And I just really can't believe that this year is almost over. But one of the questions that I know I ask myself, I ask my clients, and I'm going to pose to you is, where will you stand at the end of 2021, inshallah? Will you be at a place where you are satisfied with what you've achieved this year? Did you fall short? Did you not start at all, or are you somewhere in between? Did you actually achieve everything that you set out to do? And then where do you go from here? And we can all stand to level up and become the CEO we want to be, moving forward, through the rest of 2021 and going into 2022. So I wanted to share a few tips I gave a CEO. So this particular budding CEO, she is in our 15-week Build Your Boss Biz program, and the question that she asks is, how do you know what to do daily if you're just getting started with your business? And how do you know if you're successful? So I wanted to give some tips that can help you gauge. So if you're new to business, these tips will help you to gauge whether you're successful. They'll help you to set up your day. So for you budding CEOs, I'm going to give you five tips on how to kind of schedule your day, and then you kind of go into how it will help you to be successful and how you can gauge the success. And one of the things that I want just to preface is that there is no such thing as a perfect morning routine. A morning routine looks different for every single CEO, but for someone who's never been a CEO, never had a business, they may not know where to get started. So these tips are meant to help you get started. But then what I would say to you is, every couple of months, every few months or so, make sure that you're tweaking it so that it makes sense for you, it makes sense for your business, makes sense for your team, your employees, et cetera. And make sure that your morning routine includes things that you enjoy. I think a lot of people think that business doesn't have to be enjoyable, work doesn't have to be enjoyable, and it does. And I strongly believe, after doing, being in business, as a consultant, as a strategist, for the last 5 years, one of the things that I will say is that when I didn't enjoy what I was doing, I wasn't making any money, right? When I really looked down, look through, finances, et cetera, I wasn't making any money when I wasn't having fun. The more that I had fun, the more money that I was making. So I think that it's important for you to understand that it doesn't all have to be ugly and grindy in order for you to achieve success, right? So the first tip that I would give is to start early. And when I say start early, it doesn't mean that you start work early, but your routine, so your CEO routine, make sure that you're getting up early and you're starting early. So one of the first things that I do, of course, as a person of faith, as a Muslim, our prayer is pretty early, in the morning, because it's winter here. On the East Coast in the United States, for us, early is actually a little bit later. It's almost 6 o'clock. By the time Fajr comes in, it's about 10 minutes shy of 6 a.m. When Fajr comes in, so that's kind of late. Considering during other times of the year, it could be like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's Fajr time, so that's actually a little bit later. So we're actually getting a later start. So for me, it's getting up for Fajr. Of course, praying my prayers, tahajjud is also something that I am extremely, extremely, fond of. So, the getting up early and starting, maybe it's your personal stuff, your spiritual stuff that you're taking care of, at the first thing in the morning. It's not necessarily you sitting at the laptop and getting started on working. It's taking care of the things that bring you joy, the things that you find important. So that's what I take care of in the morning. A lot of personal care at the start, of the day. I know one time I shared in one of the previous episodes how, I would have people that, because I'm Muslim, they're Muslim, that they would start calling me right at Fajr time to start asking questions. And I had to change my phone number because although I'm up at Fajr time, I'm up at tahajjud time, that doesn't mean that I'm working. I'm doing something else. I'm taking care of that personal, that self-care. I'm taking care of that personal time and that connection, with my creator, with myself. myself, you know, and just getting in tune with myself. So, you know, if you like to drink tea, if you like to meditate, if you like to exercise, if you like to read, you know, incorporate those things into the top half of your day. And I would say schedule it in, make it a habit, you know, the time that you wake up every single day. You know, maybe you set an alarm initially, and then maybe, you know, your biological clock or, you know, just, you know, syncs and that you're able to wake up, you know, naturally, you know, after that, right? So, you know, one of my favorite things to do in the morning after Fajr prayer is to read Quran and to dhikr. And one of the things that I will tell you is that the mornings that I miss, you know, the Quran or I miss the dhikr, I'm thrown off a bit. The days that I read Quran and I dhikr, I'm very sharp. And, you know, when I say dhikr, it's additional dhikr. So additional, you know, worship. It's not, you know, the subhanallah, alhamdulillah, you know, Allahu Akbar. It's not those. It's additional dhikr that I am talking about when I say dhikr. And then, you know, I sit with myself and I reflect and read. And a lot of times it could be a tafsir. It could be me watching a YouTube video. It could be me reading an article that's about a particular, you know, component of faith, a particular ayah or hadith or something like that. And I'm interested in learning more and I may watch a video or something like that. And, you know, it helps to open up my mind. It helps to, you know, open up my mindset. And so when I go about the rest of my day, I feel like the flow of ideas comes better. I feel like, you know, the day goes smoother. Not to say that, you know, things don't happen, fires don't, you know, pop up, but I feel like the day goes smoother. And even if there are fires that pop up, I feel like I am not frantic, you know, trying to, you know, put out those fires. And so I wanted to share this with you. And I forgot to tell you. So depending on the day, I exercise afterwards. So I may go running. I may do like some light exercise here, may do some type of yoga or something like that. And then I love to take care of my plants. I run a humidifier every single day. I may spritz and spray. I'm looking over in the area where my plants are. And so, you know, I may spritz the plants. I may prune them. I may do, you know, a little bit of something to them. I cannot tell you how relaxing it is. And there's just a feeling of joy watching them grow and, you know, being able to care for them. It's unexplainable. Let me know. Give me a shout out if there are any plant lovers out there and you can relate to what I'm talking about over here. All right. But something that I wanted to share is that a common theme in the morning routines of highly successful people is that they wake up early. So this is not just me talking about what I do and, you know, I feel like, it, you know, I'm successful with it. But there are, you know, it's a, you know, they've done surveys, they've done, you know, different types of polls, and highly successful people is that they wake up early. And many successful entrepreneurs believe that training themselves to be early birds contributed to their success, mental clarity, and overall productivity. So just leads back to what I just said, you know, from personal experience, just how more productive I am, you know, during the day when I wake up earlier and, you know, do all of these different activities that I named. Tip number two, which I think that you should do the night before and you should do the morning of, and that is to look over your to-do list or your schedule so you have an idea as to what your day entails. The beauty of this is that it sets you up for success. Like, you are hyper-focused on, okay, these are the people that I need to meet for the day. These are the things that I need to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the beauty of that is that you know exactly what it is that you need to get done this day. And you know what your focuses need to be. And so, you know, I know, you know, that sometimes, you know, especially when I first started, like, I didn't have a to-do list. And it was just like, I would wake up and I would just say, okay, you know, wherever the day finds me. And, you know, by 1 p.m., it was like, I didn't do anything. And, you know, I'm kicking myself and, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I wanted to call this person. I go to call the person. They've already left for the day or they're in meetings. Once that meeting is over, they're gone for the day, right? So 1 o'clock is too late to be getting started, you know, on your workday, right? So making sure that you are, you know, productive, you know, at the times that you can get the activities done that you need to get done to move your business forward, right? Tip number three is checking your testimonials and checking in with your customers, right? So it's important to know how the work or effort you put in your business, you know, on social media or within your business itself, the day before, how did it impact your clients or your potential customers, et cetera, and your followers, right? What are they talking about? What questions have they asked you on different posts? Maybe they sent you a DM, maybe your emails, they've sent you emails. Are you training, you know, an assistant to look for those type of emails and to forward them to you, or maybe collect them in some type of spreadsheet? And, you know, at the top of every single week, she gives you a spreadsheet, all the different types of questions that, you know, maybe your followers ask or people in the DM ask. And, you know, that will give you ideas. I know that many, if not 99% of my products, services, offers, content comes from my clients, comes from DMs, comes from emails, people, you know, responding to maybe an email I sent out and asking me a question. That is where the products and service ideas and me actually putting them out there, that's where they come from. We have a workshop that's coming up for the end of December. I believe it launches December 23rd. It's content that sells. That literally came from questions that were asked in the 15-week Build Your Boss Biz program. So I was like, you know what? If there are people in the program that are asking these particular questions, I know that there are people out there that may not be able to afford, you know, the $300 for the 15-week program. So, hey, we're going to put this program out there. It's $50 and you can come on here. You can ask your questions and you can get the information that you need to that is specific for the content that you want to create. So make sure that you look out for that. If you're not already following us on Instagram, make sure that you go ahead and follow us. The page is just at BUNHD, and either today or tomorrow, we'll be making that announcement. So if you're listening to this later, I believe the week of December 15th, we'll be making the announcement. So the week that the podcast comes out. So the podcast will come out December 15th. Make sure that you look for the announcement that, you know, that week, depending on when you listen to it, right? And make sure that you are there for the class. And I believe, again, it's December 23rd, right? So, you know, content, you know, the services and the products that you provide, they should come from, you know, these questions that your audience is asking you, all right? So tip number four is a lead generating activity. I cannot stress this enough. A mistake that businesses make is that they focus on activities that don't help them generate income. They're busy, but their busyness doesn't equate to money. So I'm going to say that again. They're busy, but their busyness does not equate to money. So make sure that you ensure a good portion of your day involves an income or lead generating activity or both, right? I wanted to share some examples of lead generating activities that work almost 100% of the time. And I've tried these. My clients have tried them and they have seen success. Like I said, I have a multi-million dollar businesses, also have six-figure businesses, and also businesses that are, you know, under, you know, 100K a year, but, you know, prior to that, they weren't making the money that they're making right now, right? So whether you're looking to hit your first 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, or your first million, these particular, lead generating activities can help you get to the money, all right? So one of the things is to reach out to 10 people who are your ideal type of customer or client or avatar, whatever you want to call them, for what you do, right? So the industry that you're in, the product that you sell, the service that you offer, and try to be useful to them in some way. I have a big habit of, you know, people that follow me, I pick people that have, you know, potential and I follow them back and, you know, I look out for them. And so sometimes I'll open up Instagram and I'll see that they have a post and, you know, I know that they're starting out. They've asked me questions before. And what I'll do is I'll give them, you know, some tips, to help make that post go further or to help a future post go further. You know, I may say something like great post on the next post, add this or take away this, that kind of thing. I know I gave some advice earlier in the week. To a, you know, a business, you know, that, you know, made a post, but they didn't even put a caption, right? And, you know, with the post, it was not evident what was happening necessarily in the post. We needed some more information. And even a short caption, a couple of sentences would have helped us to, you know, understand where, you know, the content creator or the, you know, the entrepreneur, the business owner, where they were trying to take us with this particular type of content. So, you know, I DM'd them, hey, you might want to try this, expecting nothing in return, but things like that plant seeds. And so we're going to talk about that, you know, in a little bit, but you know, what I'm talking about, reaching out to these 10 people can be done on any social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, Twitter, whatever the case may be. And you want to make sure that you're being genuine and helpful. You know, one of the things that there's a, I believe it's a hadith, and it says, and I've quoted this hadith before, and I'm going to butcher it, but you'll get the gist of it. And it's basically, you know, a person will be rewarded for that which they migrated, right? So if your intention is to be deceptive and to deceive and to be dishonest and to manipulate and that kind of thing, you will reap that reward, whatever that looks like. So, you know, what I want to say with this is that although these are lead generating activities, these are income generating activities, you want to be genuine. You don't want to just, you know, reach out to someone because you know they have the money to buy your program. You want to reach out to that person because you're genuinely concerned with, you know, how successful they're going to be, how well they are going to do. So I want you to make sure that you're keeping that in mind when you're commenting on these particular people's posts or DMing them or whatever it is that you're doing, and remove, you know, just follow the process and remove yourself from the outcome, right? And I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean by this. So there have been plenty of times where I have been coaching someone, or I have been, you know, adding value to someone and, you know, looking forward to them, you know, signing up for a program or showcasing to them, hey, this offer or this thing works well for you, and they never sign up, right? 2 years, 3 years, 4 years later, never signed up for a single program. They're still asking questions, still, et cetera. But on this hand, they're not signing up. But then on the other hand, they may have, you know, referred me, they may have done something, or they have done nothing, but the effort that I'm putting forward on them, you know, it's being rewarded from another direction. And so, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not putting all our eggs in one basket and expecting to reap a reward or a benefit from one direction. We are just planting a bunch of seeds and, you know, bismillah, you know, they will, you know, reap a harvest, you know, at some point. And so, you know, again, think of this process as planting seeds. The effort that you put in today may not yield a result for months. So it's even years. So it's important to plant seeds every day. This way you are reaping harvest daily, but based on the work you have done at some point in the past, not specifically yesterday, not specifically an hour ago. Another lead generating activity is to write a blog or post an article on LinkedIn and offer some type of 15-minute consultation. A 15-minute consultation can lead someone into becoming, you know, a full customer. It can lead someone into signing up for, you know, one of your, you know, a higher ticket coaching programs or offers or whatever the case may be. So don't be afraid to start small and work your way up. Create videos for your Instagram stories. I want to say between 3 and 5 Instagram stories, explaining a small aspect of your business and asking people maybe to download something. So they can download a free resource. They can download, you know, a podcast episode, you know, something like that, that adds value, but also, you know, gets them engaged, gets them used to reacting to a call of action or, you know, doing the thing that you are asking them to do. A fourth thing could be comment on 50 Instagram posts related to what you do. Be genuine and add value. Again, you know, be genuine and add value. And someone may say 50 Instagram posts, you know, depending on how much time you have to spend in the day, whether you have a team that's helping you. This is something that I would actually recommend that you do daily. Some people, you know, recommend 50 to 100, right? So, you know, doing that daily, imagine, you know, if we follow the rule, you know, 10%, 20%, 20%, even 30% of people will respond to you. You know, if we do go high, if we do 50 Instagram posts a day, that means that 15 people will respond back to you in a positive way. It does not necessarily mean that they're going to buy, but they may do something positive because of, you know, what you did. So, and then the last one, and there are many more, right? But these are the top five for me. So I'm going to say it. Go live. This is the fifth tip. Go live, go live, go live, and go live some more, right? So live video helps to build the know, like, and trust factor. It also helps you to be able to think on your feet very quickly. And so to me, going live is a great way to, you know, showcase. If you're going to a live networking event and you are, you know, speaking with, you know, a potential client or, you know, investor live, how well will you be able to act on your feet? And live helps you to do that because sometimes, you know, you get thrown for a loop. Sometimes someone asks a question on live that you may not have the answer to, or they may say something that throws you off guard and it's like has nothing to do with the topic. And you have to think very quickly on your feet. Do I respond? Do I not respond? Do I ignore it? You know, what do I do? Right. And so live is a great, great, great way to build up your confidence, to build up, you know, your talk track. Right. So we talk a lot about brand story. It's a great way to practice your brand story. It's a great way to see how effective you are, you know, with communicating with your, you know, potential client or customer. Or follower, right? So, you know, ensure you're adding value, providing value, and give a call to action that leads them back to connecting with you or your product or your service or your offer, right? And so I wanted to make this first episode back for season five. I wanted to make it short and sweet so that you could digest it easily on your lunch break. And so that's what I'm doing. So I pray that these were helpful to you and your business. And I'm all, as always, I'm praying for your success for the rest of 2021 and the start of 2022. Be fearless in these last weeks of this year. You know, in the last 2 years, I have been witness to my clients, manifesting dreams that they thought were impossible or that they thought would be difficult, nearly impossible to accomplish in a short amount of time. And I am telling you, everything you want is yours for the taking, if you are willing to put in the work. And so the question I want you to ask yourself, that you must ask yourself, is after I pray for a thing, am I willing to do the work required to get it? All right. So my inspirational quote of the week comes in the form of three hadith that inspire us to work and be of benefit to people with our work. Islam calls us to be responsible to our community and to work hard to provide benefit to others rather than relying upon begging for charity or some type of handout. Abdullah bin Umar reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. The leader of the people is a guardian and is responsible for his subject. A man is the guardian of his family and is responsible for his subjects. A woman is the guardian of her husband's home and of his children and is responsible for them. And the slave of a man is a guardian of his master's property and is responsible for it. Surely every one of you is a shepherd and responsible for his flock. Sahih Bukhari. Second hadith. One of the ways we can be responsible is to provide for others and to instill within ourselves a strong work ethic. It is far better for a Muslim to earn his own living and provide for his family rather than to rely upon the charity of others. Abu Huraira reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by him in whose hand is my soul, if one of you were to carry a bundle of firewood on his back and sell it, that would be better for him than begging a man who may or may not give him anything. Sahih Bukhari. The third hadith, providing charity for others is far better than receiving charity yourself. Abdullah bin Umar reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand being the one that gives and the lower hand being the one that receives. Sahih Muslim. I pray that these are of benefit. Inshallah, make sure that you come back next week for episode 58 with Zubaydah Abdul Hakim, CEO of Styled by Zubaydah, where we'll be chatting all about body positivity and social impact businesses. I'll talk to you soon. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
This has been another spectacular episode of Boss Hijabipreneur, brought to you by BUNHD LLC and the Not Without My Hijab stage play. To find out more about services for women of faith in business and the next city up on the tour, visit www.bunhd.com. It is our hope here at BUNHD that after each episode, you will be empowered to have a deeper connection in your spirituality, personal, and business relationships. As women of faith, we have a responsibility to learn our religion, apply it to our daily lives, and to make a positive contribution in our local and global communities.